Who is it? Mom stood silently with her face turned towards me and one ear towards the door. Open the door, ma'am. It's the NYPD. We just want to ask you some questions. Questions about what? Screamed my mom through the door, spitting in her Dominican accent. Mom had not even opened the door a little bit with the chain on like she normally did when worried about who stood on the other side. This was definitely next level. She had read up on what to do though in the situation, and we stood tensely in our hot subterranean hallway until we could hear the cops give up and walk up the steps to the street level and disappear. There it was, the New York City I'd heard of. Anything can catch you there like a cold and land you in trouble you never touched. Any reason for interacting with a cop could get her deported, and we would not be coming with her. I am a literal anchor baby. I was born to a Dominican woman and a Swedish man residing on a ship anchored off the shore of one of the U.S. Virgin Islands on the day of my birth. My tripartite national citizenship rights are the epitome of privilege. One that also allows me to observe firsthand in two Western countries the struggles and triumphs of immigrants through the eyes of my Hispanic mother. Our New York City molehole apartment worked for our in-hiding status. We shared a bed in a room adjoining the building's main boiler. In high school at the time, and immersed in the mandatory readings of The Jungle and Atlas Shrugged, I would dream of steamy canning factories and loud wrought iron foundries, feeling as if I were manning the hammers myself. The city was always banging on something. I would count with the noise and dream of turning 18. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Back when we lived in Europe, I would sing these lines loudly with my sister while rolling on the ambient heated floor, trying to visualize the rest of the world. We're the kids in America. Whoa. I grew up thinking about borders, cultures, and spaces between people. I thought often of the differences between us, what magic commonality holds us together as a species, and what keeps us fighting, clinging to the arbitrary concepts of nationality. Young American, she was a young American. Growing up in Sweden, I was surrounded by immigrants from every country that had had a recent conflict. My friends' parents, most of them asylum seekers from Iran, Somalia, and then Czechoslovakia, all dreamed of going home. You know, once it was safe again. I shared with their children a prevailing stress about the future while also feeling culturally attached to the nation perpetuating our parents' pending immigration statuses. My mother gained Swedish citizenship after 3 years and tried for a decade to integrate. She was always too foreign, too dark, too loud, and too un-Swedish to thrive. Like every person from a developing country with a sense of diminishing hope, my mother's eyes began to point back towards the U.S. She wanted to set out for a place that broadcasts loudly that you're welcome if you work hard and that under its breath whispers the opposite. Someone needs to hear this. Most immigrants take the plane. They overstay their welcome, then go into hiding until a solution presents itself. They work for employers who know their statuses and exploit their labor. They get fake social security cards and pay into the system while working menial jobs for below minimum wage. I knew at the age of 15 what Nina Roberts reported on Marketplace in 2019, that this $13 billion surplus of impossible-to-claim social security benefit payments support the operation and sustainability of the American welfare system. Before ICE, which was inaugurated in 2003, it was the NYPD we feared. I avoided any hint of trouble or sickness like the plague. No two immigrants are the same, but their wishes and dreams may be. Of citizenship, certainly, but importantly of protection, success, and acknowledgement. My mother got her U.S. citizenship through my sponsorship. I have the privilege of feeling safe enough to share a story she avoids and cannot risk to tell. My mind has wandered into the territories of immigrant experiences with an eye towards Haiti, Honduras, Syria, towards Afghanistan, towards places where people are wont to leave and onto the places where they may try and end up. I can only hope and dream myself of a future where borders are gateways at which we welcome those who've made the journey. My personal experience is that akin to those of the dreamers, people whose past and futures are tied to the actions of their parents and the policies enacted by governments. I worry about how we support future dreamers, asylum seekers, and immigrants as our world progresses into climate change and resource-related conflict. The U.S. truly does not know how many illegal immigrants are in this country. What I'm trying to say is that I think there are more borderless, globally relativistic, multinational, cultural dichotomists out there. My experiences pushes me to keep my needle pointing towards the positive, progressive, and welcoming end of the policy spectrum. Sometimes it feels like a lonely place to be, but I know I'm not the only one.